So what did you think of that role play? What were they illustrating? Ooh, you liked it? Good. What were they illustrating? Triangulation, very good. Sally was mad at me, but instead of talking directly with the minister, she talked to Taryn about it. And then Taryn, in the first scenario, sounded the alarm. And then what is the minister supposed to do? Approach Sally because she heard that Sally was upset? Or do nothing and risk seeming uncaring? Conflict can be uncomfortable. Is that your experience? So we recruit others to hold it with us or hold it for us. Unfortunately, instead of recruiting others to help us confront the source of the conflict directly, we engage others to minimize the unpleasant feeling, and we get them to manage it for us or even feel it for us. It's normal, it's very human, but it can interfere with healthy engagement of conflict. Can you see how it might interfere with healthy engagement of conflict? Thank you. So we're going to work on this in the coming church year, practicing healthier ways of confronting conflict directly, in case any conflict ever happens ever again. Back on March 10th, we talked about the elephants in the room, those of us who were present for that workshop, those hidden sources of pain and conflict that often remain unspoken. We named them. And what I found especially helpful about that was that instead of talking about things secretly in small groups, creating triangles, we named them out loud together, all in the same room. And we ended the day by naming what we most value: community, connection, justice, love. These values are at the core of who you are as a community of faith. And they are, I'm convinced, what has allowed you to flourish even when the going has been tough. So I am hopeful, I am confident, in fact, that you have everything you need to continue to grow, not just in numbers, but in health and in maturity as an organization. And we're going to work on that together next year. But today is about honoring all that you have accomplished this year, and it's about saying thank you. This church year marks the first full church year spent in this new space and under the name Coastal Virginia Unitarian Universalists, CVU. We spent a good deal of time this church year expressing gratitude for all that this new space offers: air conditioning, spacious parking, high ground with no need to read tide charts before heading out for worship on a Sunday morning. And perhaps most of all, and we saw this demonstrated so beautifully today, the ample space for the many children who with their parents continue to find CVU and want to join the wonderful community that is growing here. I'm grateful to all of you for the warm welcome you have extended to me this year and to my wife Dale and our dog Callie, those of you who have met Callie. I truly get Southern hospitality in a way that I don't think I did before. It is really good to be here with you. I'm grateful to Sally Daniel, who stepped forward to serve as interim director of religious education at the end of last church year, so that there would be some stability in a time of great flux, new name, new location, new minister. Under Sally's leadership, the religious education program flourished with a large group of well-trained teachers and ever-growing ranks of eager and engaged students. Thank you, Sally. Religious education has continued to flourish and grow under the care of Paul Greggs, who moved from his role as youth program coordinator to DRE. Actually, he's been doing both jobs for some time now. We are working on hiring a new youth program coordinator. In the meantime, we're grateful to Suzanne Miles for helping out as RE assistant this year. Thank you, Suzanne. And Paul, I want to say it is a joy to work alongside of you, and I appreciate your love for our children and the way that you just engage all of us in a joyful love of this planet and all of her gifts. So thank you, Paul. I'd like to welcome our newest member of the staff. We are blessed to have a wonderful custodian, Jade Evans, who was hired in April after our previous custodian, Lori Morrison, left to attend to her house cleaning business. Lori did a great job of defining the tasks associated with keeping such a large and busy building clean, and she provided excellent training for Jade, who works closely with our housekeeping committee and is a breath of fresh air in this place. Welcome, Jade. Tracy Brune makes us look good and sound good with her wonderfully creative communications in print and online. She, at the beginning of my time here, she would ask me for a blurb about my sermon, and then I kind of forgot to do it. But she would write such good blurbs, I'd be like, ooh, I should preach that. She has increased our social media presence and always seems to find just the right image to accompany a message. Thank you, Tracy. Susie Gullickson. Yay. Susie serves as the heart and hands of this congregation. She is involved in finance and payroll, scheduling events, creating orders of service. Basically, everything that makes CVU run has Susie's imprint on it. And for that reason and many others, I have recommended to the board that Susie be promoted to congregational administrator, a position that recognizes the level of independence and responsibility that Susie holds and her excellence in performing all that she does. The board has approved this request, and Susie's new job title will take effect on July 1. Thank you, Susie. I would say that Susie's responsibilities will now increase, but then she'd like be up here. There are so many other volunteers who help make CVU run smoothly and beautifully, and I know I will leave some out, but I do want to name a few. I'm especially grateful to the caring team who take care of people when they are sick or recuperating, bringing meals, offering rides, and organizing receptions following memorial services. I can't tell you how many grieving family members have expressed appreciation and something akin to awe about the lovely gatherings that you all make happen when a member of this community dies. It is a blessing, and I am grateful for the many people who are part of this ministry. Would members of the caring team who are here please rise and let us acknowledge you, rise in body or spirit, and let us say thank you to you. Our music director, Matt Grisette, wows us with the beauty of the choir and other musicians that Matt has tapped to bring music to our Sunday worship services. Thanks also to members of the CVU band, the Pagan Music Group, and to Karen Smith and the Yarmouth Chamber Singers, and all the other musicians who help make worship so meaningful and spirit-filled each week. And Matt, a special thank you for all the work you did around the building dedication and that beautiful piece that you wrote for the occasion. Thank you, Matt. Let's see. I'm also grateful for the many people who serve as ushers and greeters. making people feel welcome when they first enter our doors, and for the folks who run the sound, the lights, and the slides for our Sunday morning worship and other events, we could not do all of that, all that we do without you. And here I must single out Doug Thropp, who helps out. He helps out wherever he is needed, and he is involved in just about, basically Susie and Doug could run the place. Thank you, Doug. We've now added over 40 new members this year, and that has been in no small part due to the leadership of Clark Mahoney and the membership committee. Thank you, Clark and membership. Clark is stepping over as chair at the end of this church year, but will continue to coordinate our Pathways to Membership class, and Lisbeth Dula will be the new chair of that committee. So thank you, Clark, and Lisbeth, thank you for saying yes. I am grateful for the leadership of Vicki Kaminer and the Worship Services Committee. Vicki attends to hundreds of things that make worship run smoothly, and she is open to trying new things and seeing what works best. Thank you, Vicki. I am grateful, too, for our Committee on Ministry, Martha Shore, Taryn Myers, Pat Ives, Mindy Strong, and John Adams. Thank you. The Committee on Ministry serve as my thought partners and consultants on how to best serve this congregation, and they're also available to help mediate conflicts that might come up, and we'll talk more about that in the coming months. Last but not least, I am grateful to our Board of Directors and our Board President, Ann Odell. Anne's calm demeanor and commitment to excellence inspire me to bring my best self to the work we do together. You are all truly blessed with wonderful leaders in every aspect of congregational life. It is an honor to serve as your minister. Thank you all for a wonderful year. I'm going to be around this summer, but I won't be preaching again until Labor Day, so I really had to, this is the kitchen sink part. We had to, so thank you all. You know, a wise colleague told me that to be an interim minister, you have to do two things. First, you have to love them. Then you have to tell them how they need to change. So the first part is going pretty well, don't you think? Yes, loving you has been a joy and easy, and we will figure out together what needs to change.